Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Last week we started talking about drugs. Mm. And we spoke to Mama that has a kid that is recovering from a drug addiction. We spoke to Abantu Basema of the Cinema Cool. But what we didn't anticipate was the number of inboxes that we got of people that are suffering from drugs, that people that are dealing with this problem on a daily basis. Their loved ones drugs, and it's affecting families left, right, and center. And worst of all, they don't even know where to go when it comes to help.
Yes, they definitely don't know. And I think that's the message that I got from a lot of the emails that we got. So that's why I think this week we decided to get in contact with someone from the Joburg Council, the Joburg MMC for Health and Social Development, Mom Eunice Mklina. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sisi and Kumba. I'm good, and yourself?
We're very well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard our intro. A lot of our listeners have been, you know, relaying Uti. They don't really know what programs are available to them when they are dealing with these drug issues that obviously affect not only just the individual, but also the family and the community as a whole. Can you take us through some of the programs that are available within the city of Joburg?
Okay, thank you very much. Maybe just to share what is it that we do in the city and so that our communities can actually hear and those who are affected can actually do follow-ups with the city. We are currently providing a prevention programs as a city which talks to awareness and outreach to broader communities across the city who have challenges of substance abuse. We are also, we have actually identified AMA hotspots. For example, your parks, your abandoned buildings in the city, your bus stations, your taxi ranks. So those are the hotspots that we normally target when we do our outreach programs. Mm. We also have recreation and educational excursions. For example, organizing visits to theaters, prisons, and so on with our people who are addicts to abuse. I mean to drugs and so on. We also have a program we call Effective Parenting. This program ensures that parents struggling with kids addicted to drugs, we equip them with coping skills and linking them to support groups in the community treatment centers that we have throughout the city. We have about 7 of them, and we're working on the 8th community treatment center, which will be in Torki. But we have, in all our regions, we have about 7 regions, and in all these regions, we do have community-based treatment centers. So for our communities who have challenges, they can go to those treatment centers that we have, which is throughout the city of Johannesburg.
MMC,
so those are programs that we normally do, or we do for our communities.
MMC, not sorry, all I want to know, I feel like you guys are not visible enough. Angaz on climbing Ibega wrong. Like you know when climbing goes over the advert it is. We know how we see everything everywhere. Which okay, see as unanigo. But manga begging kick it is we see banners, we see flyers, we see adverts. With the drug addiction that is happening in cars and how we see our brothers and sisters every day on how they are struggling. I have never once seen anyone from all the regions that you're talking about, Basekas, and encouraging kids to go for AMA rehabs and stuff like that. How do people people don't know, or maybe we don't even know with Bangayago, because it seems like it's a problem where a problem is also solvela yona thina singabazali or singabantu school salabantwana.
No, you have a point there, and I think all role players must play their part in this thing.
Sure.
Community, what councillors, Tina, government as well. And I think it's a point. it means we must make more outreach programs, as many as possible, because now this thing, this substance abuse, is getting out of hand, like you say. Sure. And I think it's something that we need to go back with our officials and work around to say, how do we make sure that umama, ivory pass, for instance, or Kalabu informal settlement, get to know who has a child who has this problem, get to know about our programs, because our programs respond to the challenges that they are facing. I mean, you are just saying that you are receiving a number of chat
emails.
Yes, I mean, it's important for us to go all out and get Uma Musekone informal settlement somewhere around Orange Farm, for instance. So more of these outreach programs will actually assist, and I think it's something that I'm going to take back with my officials in the department to say, guys, let's come together. Let's work around this issue, making sure that Abantu Bethu are aware of what we're doing. Because I'm a call center alone. Others can't even afford to call our call centers. Mm. So for those who can't afford, we need to go to them. So I agree. I fully agree with you.
Ma'am Tuna, my question actually, I heard you say, Guti, your programs are more focused on responding to the issue. And for me, the problem there comes across as, Guti, it's almost like we're working on an effects model where we're trying to rectify the situation from the end point and not necessarily having interventions where we are preventing these things from taking place. I mean, there's people, how do you then engage with communities in order to stop the drugs being sold, to stop the drugs being, you know, utilized and being so available to the communities? Because if we are going to try and solve the situation at the end, I feel like we're just moving in a circle that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. No, you're correct on that one. I think we in order for us to we must stop it. Prevention is better than cure. I agree. Mm. And I think mostly we've been responding to the situation that we're facing. And we need to put more effort on preventing. And I think part of our outreach programs is to teach our people to once a person becomes addicted to a particular drug, what it does. So it's important for our people to get that knowledge. What happens to a person who becomes addicted at the end? So part of the things that we'll be discussing going forward includes, of course, what you are saying right now, which is what do we do to prevent what is happening? And I must tell you, government alone would not achieve this thing. It needs all role players, law enforcers, government, community-based organizations. We need collaborators in this thing. Alone would not manage to do it. But I think as we go back with our partners, with the stakeholders that we work with normally, we will reflect on that. But how do we then stop this thing from actually happening rather than being responsive? It's a point I'm taking as well.
Thank you very much, MMC. We will be in contact with you, finding out what the Nyanza Tina, and we really love to work with you guys. Try and stop the selling of drugs, the drugs abuse in Zagalekasi, and for people to know where to go when they need help.
We definitely appreciate that, my brother.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving along, Mama, now we're paying Miss Nifinya Nas Pelani. Shama Oli.
Oh, Kuba, thank you.
Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.